Greetings, Earthlings. Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your psychic medium and host. I say psychic medium, but there's so much more to it than what people think. So hopefully I can enlighten you guys and we can get to know each other really well this year. This episode, I'm going to be talking about the psychic Missouri Mosley from Supernatural. It's a TV show if you haven't seen it. A really awesome show. In this episode of the show, there's a psychic called Missouri Mosley, and I'm going to go through all the thoughts I had about the way they portrayed psychics and whether they were on point or not. Before I get started, though, just letting you know, I really look forward to increasing and improving the quality of my podcast episodes for you guys this year. Hopefully get into some editing, some intros, and better topics, conversational topics, and have people talking on the podcast with me. But for now, it's just me, unedited. Maybe that's better. Okay, so the Supernatural episode I'm talking about. Oh, I almost forgot to plug my personal readings. If you want a personal psychic reading, I'll put the link in the description of this episode. It's straightspirit.carrd.co. You can go there, go to readings, book through there. It's only $20 Australian for a mini reading, about 20 minutes, and $50 Australian for a full hour reading. And I always go over, so you get more you get more than you give, for sure, absolutely. Many happy customers, and I've actually got readings booked today, every day. I love doing them, and I'd really love to help you get some more clarity. Okay, so on to Supernatural. Yes, I made notes. This, they want me to tell you I'm on Twitter. So when I say they, I mean the universe or source, God, angels, whatever. They talk to me constantly, and don't worry, I'm sane. In like a good way. Don't worry. It's just my intuition. That's all it is. We all have it. We're all psychics. Okay. And remember, this is just my opinion. So, Supernatural season 1, episode 9, called Home. The character is played, Missouri Mosley is played by Loretta Devine. Apologies. So let's see what they got right about psychics. So at the start of the episode, we see Sam, one of the main characters, Sam Winchester. I'm going to assume you know a little bit about this show because it is a very popular show. We start with a premonition, a dream. And yes, those are a thing. You can have absolutely premonitions and dreams, psychic dreams. Everybody gets them. Most people disregard them. So yes, 100%, that's correct. Dean makes a reference to The Shining. I'm not sure what that is. I need to probably watch that movie again. The one thing that I do like about when Sam gets his premonition, this dream, that somebody might get hurt, even though his brother doesn't quite believe him, trusts him, but doesn't quite understand the way this is all working, Sam is still adamant we've got to do something about this. He believes it and he trusts it. He doesn't understand it, but he's like, I trust this. That's absolutely right. Now, premonitions about people being hurt, sure, I've heard of that happening. Of course, source can give you warnings. But thankfully, premonition-wise, vision-wise, dream-wise, I get really good things. So that might be more about where my vibration is. But yes, if you ever thought you had a psychic dream, you probably did. Okay, the next part. Explaining your dreams, explaining your psychic impulses. One, always trust your intuition or your psychic impulses. Trust them implicitly. They can save your life. They can save somebody else's life. The times that I've in the past ignored my intuition over very small things, I've regretted it. Or rather than regret it, I've learned and understood, okay, now I listen. I listen every time because it was always right. It's never wrong. Interpretations can be incorrect, but the message is never wrong. Pro tip, make sure that what you're listening to is your intuition and not your fears. Okay, next bit. Okay, so they go to see the psychic called Missouri Mosley. We found her in the phone book, but also she is someone there, one of their parents went to see. So they go to see her and get some information about this dream, about this house that's possibly haunted. Okay, in the story. And when they walk in, they're waiting for Missouri Mosley to finish her reading appointment. She walks out and tells the client, prior client, don't worry, your wife is crazy about you. What I wanted to say about that is 99% of psychic readings or questions in psychic readings are about love. Very prevalent. And okay, here's why I think so. Because everybody is seeking love, but because it's that spiritual connection they're seeking. Perhaps I should do another episode about that. But yes, I get questions about love and romance all the time. And that's fine. I'm happy to answer any of your questions. I never get tired of answering them for you or giving you a guidance from source or spirit. It's just what it is, you know? So, but then as the client leaves, Missouri Mosley says, you know, poor guy, his wife is having it off with the gardener. So implying that, you know, obviously she lied to the client. Even though it was entertaining in the show, what I would say is good psychics don't lie. They give you the truth full and completely. And for the most part, I do a bit of a disclaimer, a bit of a service announcement before my readings about free will. Everybody has it. You can change anything you hear in the reading you don't like. You can change it with your focus and your manifestations and your free will, right? Of course. I make sure everybody knows that. I want people to feel empowered after their readings. Or during their readings, right? I want them to feel good, give them clarity, feel lighter, happier, freer. And 99.9% of the time that happens. I've only had one reading recently where... and I won't share all the details, but what I will say, somebody that was psychic shopping, so going to see multiple psychics in a week or getting readings and to like get the reply that they wanted, to get the response they wanted. And apparently I was one of the only psychics who told them flat out the truth and they didn't like it. Now, in saying that, we should have some tact, right? But this person wasn't happy. You know, they weren't impressed. And I decided rather than, what's the word, pander or cater or... it's not that I was harsh about it, I don't think. I think I just wanted to give them the message the way it was coming to me. And I kept telling them, you know, look, it's up to you. You can change this. If you want, you can change the way you feel about it. But flat out, this is what I'm seeing. And they did not like it. And they blamed me. And I took it on the chin because I understood energetically where this person was. You know, they were going through a big transition. So I didn't take it personally. Even though they attacked me personally, I didn't take it personally. So a good psychic will give you the whole truth. A good psychic will trust you to receive this message at this time. And a good psychic will be patient and understanding if you're not open to receiving it. There's no ego in a good psychic reading. With a good reader, there's no ego. It's all love. Okay, so even though this person attacked me personally, it didn't make me mad. It made me ponder for a bit after the reading, but, you know, if I was in my ego, I would have been upset, I would have been triggered or whatever, but I didn't go that way. Thankfully, I was very, very high vibration, so it's like water for duck's back when you keep your vibe high, and I wish them the best. The thing is that down the track, this person is going to understand that the message was clear and correct. In fact, I think they did know, they just didn't want to be told it. So I wish them all the best. Anyway, yes. So in this case, if I was giving someone a reading and they wanted to know if their wife loved them, and I saw very clearly that there was no love there, I would tell them so. And sometimes it's very tricky to know that you're telling the truth and you can feel that person's hurt not that we're hurting them, but almost all the time, 100% of the time, I promise you, people know these truths. Their intuition is already telling them these things. It's just when they come to a psychic, it's like a second voice, a second opinion, a second, you know, validation, clarity. Right. I digress. Now, of course, there will be psychics out there who just, sugarcoat things, or just, that's right. Missouri Mosley says to the Winchesters, people don't come here for the truth. They come to hear good news. And yes, of course, but the good thing is there is only good news from a spiritual perspective. Nothing bad, and I do air quotes, bad that happens is, in my opinion, in a spiritual opinion, is bad. It's like a stepping stone to get you where you're going. So, a whole other episode. What do I think about that part? I think it was entertaining for the show. I don't think it's representative of a good reader. Okay. Right, so the other part, Missouri Mosley knew the boys, the Winchesters' names before they told her who they were. She knew their names, and she referred to them as Sam and Dean, and they were taken aback. Like, how does she know that? Is that possible? Is it possible to know somebody's name before they say, yes, of course. Of course it is. Because you have to remember we're all communicating through energy. That's why you can walk past somebody or, like, how it says, I thought a fly went in my coffee. Nope, lucky day. As we're moving past people or connecting with people, even on the phone, even through a thought, we're picking up all sorts of information and we're giving out information. This is what we mean when we talk about somebody's vibration. It's all there, right for the picking, ready for communication. It's just most people aren't listening. So yes, 100% you can know somebody's name. Or something that happens quite often, it might be more likely that a couple of days prior you are watching a movie or you're reading a book or you keep coming across the name Sam. You're like, what is it about that name? Something about that name, Sam. It's in the next thing, And then the next couple of days later or the next day, you are introduced to somebody called Sam and you're like, oh, I get it. So yes, definitely possible. The other thing Missouri Mosley did is she touched Sam in the show. Not metaphorical Sam, hypothetical Sam. She touched Sam's hand. And the show, hang on, they're bugging me about going back to that. Just pause for a second. I'm still here. I'm just listening to my intuition. Oh, that's what they want me to talk about. Okay, so those of you that know me and have been listening for a while, you know I have young children. They're with me 24/7, which is awesome, just the way I love it. And we actually communicate telepathically all the time. So here's what I mean by that. I'll be thinking of a song and then my little one will start singing it. Yeah. So either I was picking up that they were about to start singing or they picked up that I was thinking about it and they started singing. It happens with so many things. I'll be thinking about, like, reading something on the computer, and I'll be reading this word, spaghetti. No, let's pick something that kids don't talk about all the time. Pasta. let's say I'll be reading the word avatar on the computer, and then the next thing, my little one will speak up and say something about an avatar, or I'll be thinking about a show and then the kids will want to watch it. It's things like this. There was one really clear, awesome example. And my eldest does it all the time as well. They're both very, very tuned in, tapped in, very psychic. All kids are, all people are. But if you're watching for it, you'll see. Or you might go to think about, you might think about feeding your cat, and next thing your cat just hops up on the bench next to you and you're like, huh. Not realizing, they're like, yay, dinner time, you know? Or it could be that they're thinking about food and then you get this thought, I should feed them. They're not random. These are not random coincidences. So it's fun to notice and take, pay attention to what's going on around you and thinking, oh, damn, you know, maybe I am psychic. Well, yeah, you are, my friend. Okay, what else happened? So yes, Missouri Mosley, the psychic in the Supernatural TV show, season 1, episode 9, grabs one of the main characters' hands and she's talking to Sam like he's communicating with her. So she's like, oh, I, you know, sorry about your girlfriend. And then, oh, your dad's missing. So we find out later that second one she already knew. But the first one she was picking up without him saying it. Is that possible from a psychic perspective? Pardon me. What, 100%? Absolutely. We can tell, a good psychic can tell when somebody is lying to themselves. You know, if for example, we say, not during a psychic reading, let's say I say to someone in my family, I give them some advice. Oh, you should, you know, maybe try this. And then they say, yeah, I will. We can tell when you're not going to do it. We can feel it. You know, we can, and that's fine. What I'm trying to say is, you know, we can tell when people are lying to us. We can tell when they're lying to themselves. We can tell when somebody's genuine. And spiritually, pro tip and bonus points, if you can understand that we're all just chess pieces on a board, and that sometimes people, if you look at everybody like their source energy, and then they come to you and they have an idea, sometimes it's worth taking those ideas on board because the universe put them there at that time to give you that idea. So don't disregard other people's ideas too quickly, okay? Ruminate on them a little. Meditate on them. So can psychics read thoughts? Yes, everybody can. Can psychics pull facts out of thin air? Absolutely. So in the show, Missouri Mosley says, I can't just pull things out of thin air. Well, yeah, we can, because we're not just getting information from you or the people in front of us or the energies around us. We're getting information from the entire universe. So if you think about it this way, everything God sees, Spirit sees, Source sees, they can share that with us. And then we communicate that to you. So this is why things like remote viewing work. This is why things like finding missing persons work. Now, the clarity depends on the clarity of your vibration. Okay. In the show, they take Missouri Mosley to check out this house, that their old house that they think is haunted or possessed or whatever. I'll have to do a whole episode about that, but I don't believe there's any such thing. I think it's very different to what people think. I'm not saying there's nothing there. I'm just saying it's different to what people think. Okay, maybe the next episode. Okay. So they take her there and she's walking around the house and she's sensing things. Yes, 100% you can sense things in a house and an environment. It's why you walk into a room and it feels a certain way to you. You can walk into a space and think, pick up a thought that you were thinking last time you were there. Let me explain. If I'm cleaning in this room and I'm watching this particular TV show or listening to this song, let's say I'm listening to ABBA, Waterloo, while I'm cleaning this room. The next time that I come into that room and I'm thinking about something else completely, I'll walk past that place in that room where I was listening to it and Waterloo will start playing in my head. This has happened to me all the time. It's because you're picking up your thoughts from the last time you were there. Now think about how this is a good thing, how powerful this is, because if you're always thinking pleasant thoughts, if you're always doing something fun and loving and kind, you're always going to be in that vibe. You understand? I know you understand because you're here. Okay, please remember to like the podcast, review it, share it with your friends. That would mean the world to me. Okay, the other thing is on the episode, Missouri Mosley goes around and scans things with her hands. I know people are very sensitive hands, you know, they believe a lot of energy transfers through your hands. In my opinion, it's not the hands doing the work. It's more of a greater energy sensing. Like, it's your entire energetic body rather than just the hands. Okay. Wouldn't it be cool one day if I got to consult on a show or make my own show? I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. She said there's evil in the house. Evil is another thing. I don't necessarily believe there is evil. It's something different again. Okay. So, did Supernatural nail the psychic thing? I think they did a pretty good job. They have other psychics in the show. One thing I really like about this show, though, is that they believe in psychics. It's not like Sam and Dean are hunting all sorts of beasties and supernatural creatures, and then they're like, oh, psychics. They actually did do an episode where the town was full of psychic people, like a psychic festival. Most of them were phonies, but the show redeems itself because they have a few really good epic psychics thrown in the mix, you know, so they're not completely disregarding psychics. There is another psychic. I'm just wondering whether to talk. No, I'll talk about her in a different episode. So my thoughts on Missouri Mosley: epic psychic, very cheeky. Would I rate her as close to being a real psychic? Absolutely, I would. Maybe an 8 out of 10 if I had to give it a rating. All right, guys, let me know. I'm going to do The Gift next with Cate Blanchett. I, as a fellow Aussie, of course, support her. I love that movie, but I haven't watched it in a while. And now that I'm really in the swing of my psychic readings, I'm going to go back and have a watch and do an episode about it. So if you have any responses to this episode, if you have a movie you want me to review, if you have a question, send it through to straightspirit1@gmail.com. I've got a new email address. Okay, guys, thanks for listening. I love you. Take care.